Good morning, a Friday morning, and with us on Fridays from now on, we met her last week, it's Samantha Wood, Managing Editor for News at the Berkshire Eagle. Good morning, Samantha.
Good morning, David. How are you today?
I'm very well. I know you've been covering a very interesting and controversial story. We've been talking about it on WAMC with J.D. Allen, our Berkshire Bureau Chief, and that's Save the Art Group and this issue of the Berkshire Museum. Your story today, they want to raise money for legal efforts to fight the museum's plan to sell 40 pieces of its collection.
That's right. You got the story, and it's become an international story. So what we have this morning is that Save the Art, Save the Museum, which is a group that formed in response to the July 12th announcement by Berkshire Museum that they want to sell these pieces of art, has been raising money since Sunday with a GoFundMe campaign. I checked this morning, and they're up to $7,500. I think their goal is $25,000, and they plan to take legal action. We're not sure exactly what that means yet, but we'll be watching that pretty closely, I'm sure.
And of course, in case anybody's wondering what the art is, it includes Rockwell's.
Yeah, some of the art that's gotten the most attention are two paintings by Norman Rockwell, Shaftesbury Blacksmith Shop and Shuffleton's Barber Shop, that were donated by the artist to the museum. And they're actually now planned to be among the works sold first by Sotheby's in a November 13th auction, and they'll be on display in New York starting on the 3rd of November.
From there to an unfortunate killing, a young woman who was shot, 22 years old, and died in the city of Pittsfield. But the issue of gun violence is not limited to that city. Our whole region deals with this on a daily basis.
Yeah, and our country is obviously talking about this. Today we have a story about Asiana Jones, who died on October 2nd after being shot the night before in Pittsfield. And what we've heard is, in this story, we're hearing from her friends, and city residents have been shocked by her death. She's remembered very fondly. And while we talk about statistics and we talk about maybe some of the crime that leads to gun violence, what this is about for our community is the story of this woman and the people who loved her. And frankly, newspapers exist to tell these kinds of stories, but there's a cruel irony for us of getting to know this woman through the story of her passing. And it's just a very sad moment for the community, and people want to feel safe in their city. And I think that there are actions being taken in that direction, but this is a moment to remember her.
Samantha Wood, Managing Editor for News for the Berkshire Eagle, joining us on Fridays. You can find out more at berkshireeagle.com. Samantha, thank you so much, and have a great weekend. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you, David. You too.